Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge, your host of the Wealth Club. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is part of the International Black Summit Network, and we come to you live every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We've got three segments, three half an hour segments. The first is usually something around education, and the second half an hour is about investing, and then we are available for our guests who want to talk about their investments or business opportunities. So I just wanted to bring to you live today. And let's start out with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we're responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining the wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, all through the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is June 9th, 2009. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. All righty. So let me first start out by saying this is one of several events that we have at the International Black Summit Talk Network. The beginning of the month and the Sunday events start off. The first Sunday of the month is On Track with Henrietta Byrd out of Chicago, Illinois. Then we have, on the second Sunday, we have Let's Celebrate. And that the topic for that particular show, well, On Track, let me back up. On Track, as it says, On Track is keeping you on track, looking at what and outcomes you're looking to have occur, and where are you in relation to them. Let's Celebrate, which is the second Sunday of the month, and all the Sunday shows are at 8 p.m., by the way. The second show, Let's Celebrate, is about, let's celebrate the life and experiences of people who are up to having things, you know, having accomplishments. So therefore, we're looking at youth, we're looking at people in the community that are up to things. The host of that particular show is Shakaysha Showers, and she's out of Compton, Los Angeles, but the thing about her is that she's actually traveling. She's been in Belize for 3 months, and she's currently in New Orleans. So that's what she's doing. So so that's the second Sunday of the month, and then the third Sunday of the month is Vision Works with Clara Lyons, the Vaughn. And she's out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, originally California. And VisionWorks, you know, VisionWorks is pretty exciting. VisionWorks is about creating your vision and what are you up to. And so we talk and interview people around their vision and what they're up to. Then on the fourth Sunday, I also host that show, and that show is Man of the Month. And what we do is we look at the significant contributions that men have or are having in their community and the impact in their community. So it's really about that. So And then on Tuesday, the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday, we actually look at and engage in the conversation around wealth. You know, we look at how to grow it, investments, any kind of financial education around it, and we're bringing, you know, that the intention and the opportunities to is to have people on the show who are interesting that can impact our financial net worth, bottom line. So tonight we're going to be talking about Selling to Vito. It's a book by Anthony Parinello, and it's a very good book for people who are in the sales business. Tom Hopkins is the author of How to Master the Art of Selling, recommends it highly. Matter of fact, what was his quote? Destined to become a widely recommended reference by all sales professionals who are serious about achieving greatness. So he is one of the leading professionals on selling, and he recommends this book highly. Basically what this book is about, and let me back up and let you know what Vito stands for, because it's not meant as a mafia kind of thing here, but the Vito is very important top officer. So that's what Vito means, very important top officer. So selling to the Vito, or selling to the very important top officer. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because one of the things that you're going to realize is that if you're dealing with the top person, you'll know pretty quickly if you're going to be, if you're barking up the alley, you know, if the sale's going to actually make sense or not. It also, it's interesting also that the book talks not directly, but it also has an implication to value-added selling, which is a topic that it doesn't discuss directly, but it sort of does. It's part of the background conversation that what it is to sell to the very important top officer. And what do I mean by that? Well, a couple things. One of the things that this is about is when you're selling, and selling means that you've got a product or service that you're providing and you're getting paid based on commissions of it. Now, sometimes what is more important is that you're an advocate or a partner with the contact in the company. And so one of the things that he talks about is adding value to the person's day, to Vito's day. So, what does that mean? Well, you know, you're not going to have more details about the company usually than Vito. Because Vito is the top officer and has got access to all that information. But what you want to be looking at is how do you work with Vito and understand what his issues are and how you can help his issues and his challenges. So if you're looking from a – and the other thing that I think this points to, which is very important, is you're looking at being a salesperson – like a consultant, not necessarily a salesperson. Now, one of the things that conjures up for me, and I've had to push through the issue for myself, is, well, sales is such a sleazy-looking kind of sounding profession. And what does it mean to sell? Well, in this day and age, and we'll talk a little bit about power networking because it's related. But selling the veto is really about you being the advocate for the person that you're contacting. And, of course, the higher up in the organization, the more important it is for you to be an attribute. So let's continue. So what are the key things to working with veto? You know, well, you certainly have to be confident, and you must be willing to develop synergy within your organization. And so the synergy is where really you're taking on his goals and his challenges, and you're able to work with him to resolve them. He or she may have an issue around inventory, and your product may be able to help manage the inventory or be able to reduce the lead times that are needed to order goods or services. So you want to be able to look at the product that you're offering and how can you be of benefit to that veto, that very important top officer. And so you really are looking to establish yourself as a business partner. So that's the key piece that we're talking about, being a business partner. And there are other things the book actually talks about around that, but the biggest thing is setting up the meetings and figuring out how to get Vito's attention. But you have to understand and have to do the research to make sure you figure out who Vito is and, in a nutshell, what is it about your Vito? You know, what results is he looking for, he or she looking for? And then you also, the book talks about Seymours. Interesting concept, but a Seymour is a person who's in the organization who is the number cruncher, who is the analytical analytical person who lies within the context of the company. So there's someone who's always running the numbers, checking out the figures, making sure that it makes sense. However, very rarely are these people, the Seymour types, are the ones that are running companies, because the people running the companies are looking from a high level, and they are looking for where it's going, not necessarily number crunching. One of the things that the Selling the Veto by Mr. Anthony Parnello we're talking about is to really not get caught up or get blocked by a Seymour. Because what happens is Seymour is more interested in proponing his skills and is not necessarily looking at the big picture. So you want to make sure that you don't get stonewalled or referred off to Seymour without making sure that you include your conversations and your interaction with the veto of the organization. So it's not to exclude Seymours, but you want to include Seymours, but you want to have your conversation and your reporting and your rapport be with that business partner relationship with veto. So that's very, very important to keep that high level exposure. The other thing is that veto, because Seymours don't have any, they're not the decision makers. They do influence, but they're not the decision makers. You want to make sure that you're working with the decision makers. The other thing is that the book talks about and strongly recommends is that you make sure that the decision maker sees the value of what you're offering. And if he assigns you to Seymour, that means that he's willing to take it to a step further, because if he's not interested, he's not going to refer you to anybody else. because it may not, he's not going to have his people waste time on something that's not important to him or her. So it's very important to have that coming in so that you get to what is important off the top. Okay, so that talks a little bit about the relationship. Again, this is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club, and one of the things that we're working on tonight is selling to Vito, Mr. Anthony Parinello. And why are we working on that? Well, we're working on that because we've got a commitment to funding our community. And certainly funding our community means being in conversations and working with business people who are have our economic interests or community interests in mind, or who are making decisions that would affect our communities. So we certainly are looking to establish that and make that happen. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Wealth Club, part of the Talk Show Network. My name is Glenn Greenidge, and I'm your host tonight, and we're featuring the book Selling to Vito, and we're talking about what's the importance of working with Vito, which is the very important top officer. So the other thing that I want to spend a little time on, I think that's very important. Oh, I just want to let you know, if you're online, all you have to do is press 1, and you'll raise your hand, and we can have so if you've got any questions, just raise your hand at some point in time, and I can get you on the air, and we can ask your questions. Also, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. Again, this is Glenn Greenidge, and this is the Wealth Club, part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we're discussing Selling to Vito by Mr. Anthony Parinello, and Vito is the very important top officer. All right, a couple other ideas and things. Contacting Vito. Well, what is that? You know, you've got some objectives. It talks a little bit about having different scenarios and scripts so that you're actually you've got several layers of messages. Now, personally, I think this was a little bit much to do in terms of contacting people, but certainly other people have been able to do that, and certainly this is what Mr. Parinello talks about and is one of his winning formulas enabling him to be able to be in touch with people and to be persistent. So that's certainly one of his things are about being persistent and having some scenarios around those messages that make that happen. The other thing is that you can always get and do some research before you contact your Vito, especially if you're going to be contacting them by mail. It's important that you get the bottom line information. Now, the thing that I thought was pretty interesting about this conversation was that you can certainly ask for a brochure. You can ask for annual report. Basically, you call into any company and ask for the sales department, and they'll send you loads and loads of information about the company and what it's up to. So you could actually find out a lot of information about the company and about what Vito's up to before you actually set up the meeting. The other thing that I think is worthy of a few minutes discussion is talking about the headline of your letter. So you really want to set it up very much so like a newspaper headline. That's what they talk about. You want something that's going to be read because, again, let's face it, if you're sending something in by mail, how many things are going to be coming across that particular person's desk. So you want something that's going to capture their interest. You want to think like a veto. You want to talk like a veto. You want to be veto's equivalent. So it's important that you're coming in there with something to bring to the party and not just the fact that you're selling X, Y, and Z. So it's very important that you're well-read, well-versed, and have some headline statements that wow him or her. So you want to have Vito be wowed. And then the rest of it, you want to be able to then hone in on what the services that you are providing and how those services can help the bottom line of Vito and Vito's company. So it's pretty intense. It also goes on to talk a little bit about the calls and getting through the gatekeepers, which if you're doing any kind of professional sales and working with companies, there are loads and loads of gatekeepers. So they have some techniques to work with the gatekeepers. There's also some conversations around voicemail messages. And we talked a little bit about that, but we also talked about having different levels of messages so that you can keep track of where you are in the context of the conversation. Also, it's very important to have a contact management program. And so you want to take a look to see how you can do that and what makes sense to do. One of the problems that it talks about that is very important to get out of is what they call pigeonholing. And we talked a little bit about that with the Seymours. So that once you're dealing with the Seymour, you want to make sure that that's not the only contact that you have after you've been given to Seymour. That Seymour is the only person that you're contacting. So you want to make sure that you keep and follow up with Vito to let them know what's transpiring, what's going on, if things are going well, if they're not, if you need something, so that you kind of keep him or her informed so that you can, you basically want to keep it going. That's the bottom line. So... Now, the other thing, and we talked a little bit about that, is just keeping them in the loop and or preparing for a presentation. So one of the bottom lines is obviously you want to be able to make some sort of presentation to Vito. I mean, that's normally what salespeople are looking to do. They're looking to come up with a bottom line. And how do you do that? Well, the book talks about the part. This is actually in part four. So, if you look at the book, it's got several parts. So, the first section is meeting and becoming Vito's business partner. Okay. Part two is contacting Vito. Part three is making your Vito call. So, how do you get his attention? Dealing with the gatekeepers, the voicemail, like I was saying. Part four is meeting Vito and keeping Vito involved. So you want to deliver the presentation. You want to set up the meeting by phone or in person, depending on what kind of service and what actually works for your industry. And you also want to keep Vito involved. So those are the things that are pertinent to that particular conversation. And of course, part five is success. The final thoughts, finalizing the partnership. And here's the thing that I found very interesting. It is a partnership, and it's something that you really want to establish and keep open. So let's say, for example, you've done the presentation, you've met with them, they're not interested. you want to still keep the lines open with vetoes because you want to be able to, you want to keep yourself on their mind, but you also want to, be a reference point. So even if it's not your product, or, you know, it's like, oh, I can call that Glenn Greenwich for this or that, even though I know he's doing real estate, but he may have some contacts or may know some people, or et cetera, et cetera. So you want to be a resource. That's the bottom line. You want to be a resource. So those are the kinds of things that you want to keep open, and then you want to look at you know, certain things that are going to keep, that are going to make things happen. So so that's kind of that's pretty much what the book is. It's a very good book. It's a very easy read. It's I would recommend anybody that's looking to work with business owners. I certainly want to develop your power headlines in your emails and in your correspondence, newsletters, whatever it is. You want to be able to just to cap that off and to be able to, you know, to keep them interested. So those are the things. Those are certainly the things that that you'd want to do around selling to Vito. Again, if there's any questions, press 1. I'll see your hand. If not, then we'll keep going. We've got a couple more minutes on Vito if we need them. So anyway, again, selling to Vito, the very important top officer, Anthony Parrinello, and increase your commissions by getting appointments with top decision makers today. Your master key to the executive suite. The book I read was actually the second edition. It was quite fun, quite good, quite easy reading, as I might add. This is Glenn Greenwich. This is the International Black Summit Talk Network. This is the Wealth Club, featured on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. What we're here to do is to increase financial intelligence. We are also a gathering point for investment opportunities and or anything that makes sense around business, growing your businesses, and making money so that you can generate opportunities for yourself and others. So those are the things that we'll wrap up in this segment. And again, the Wealth Club is part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are part of the International Black Summit, which occurs, has an annual event every year in August, and that event this year is going to be in London, England. So we've got information on our website, www.blacksummit.org, and the website has the information for the summit, the registration, and the information around registering, where the event is going to be, how long the event is going to be. The International Black Summit's annual event is available. Well, the event actually starts on Thursday night. Thursday night is actually the opening. Friday, it's all day Friday, so it's the evening. Now, one of the things that I just want to add is that if you have not done the prerequisite, there's a prerequisite course that Thursday, so you would have to attend that. So that would require you coming in on that Wednesday. So you would attend the course 9 a.m. Thursday morning, the prerequisite, then come to the opening. The opening is available to anyone, people who are going to do the summit or not. And this is the only event that is open to the public. The rest of the event will be closed, and the rest of the event will be Friday, all day Saturday, and Sunday till 3 p.m. or till the end. And that is determined by the group. Usually ends around 3 o'clock is the scheduled time, but depending on what is going on in the room, determines the end time of the event. So that's the actual annual event. I want to talk a little bit about, there's some other opportunities at the International Black Summit, and I want to talk about them a little bit. And one is called the prerequisite event. It actually is a standalone, a day event that is offered by the International Black Summit for communities and for individuals to get some clarity around their vision. You know, that's one of the mainstays of the conversation. And I keep saying conversation of the International Black Summit. And the conversation is specifically of empowerment of the community. So we talked about the declaration. The conversation of the International Black Summit is a conversation that carries with you. So there's the annual event, there's the conversation that is part of yourself as you've attended one of the events. The event you can attend is the annual event. You can do a standalone prerequisite. We also have a community event, and we also, in addition to that, have an event called that's developed for a particular venue. Could be a company, could be a community, depends on, could be a subset. So we actually do smaller events as well, not just the annual event. And what we're looking to do is we're looking to impact the community and transform others, transform ourselves such that the community gets transformed through us. So we're the individual transformation folks for the people of African descent. So our second segment, what we're going to be talking about is power networking. Now, it's been an abused term. What's networking? What's power networking? Why is power networking even important? Is it important? Should it be important? Well, yes, it is important. And it is important because in this day and this environment and this economic condition that we're in, it is very important for us to use networking as a way of delivering our services. Well, what does that mean? What that means is that we're no longer on the island. We cannot afford to live and work and build our businesses by ourselves. Because the opportunity is to network and to have other folks involved and supporting what we're up to. So how do you do that? Well, one of the things that has become paramount to most business people is networking. And what is networking? And why is networking important? Well, in this day and age, I'm an avid fan of networking. I want you to know that I don't think that business can be done anymore without networking. But why is networking important? Network is important because it leverages the relationships you have. And the thing that I'm finding out, especially in the real estate and certainly in the investment scenarios, is that the only effective way to network is through other people, because you can't possibly know enough people to be in business in this competitive environment. It's just the way it is. You need to have folks who are advocates of you. You need to have folks who are standing for you. You want to have folks who are interested in developing you, working with you, doing seminars with you. It's gotten to be to the point where you let's get tangible. Let's get some tangible things. So let's say, for example, I'm working on my real estate business, and I'm in commercial real estate, and so it's important for me to now network and reach out to other professionals that would be able to send me business. So who would those be? So the primary ones that you want to think about right away is, well, I would want to be associated with or do mortgages. So mortgages, real estate go hand in hand, very important components. But I actually do both of those. Okay, so then what would I want to do? Well, what makes sense then is I would want to have a lawyer who is my partner. I would want to have somebody that's a financial advisor that's my partner. So those are tangible business relationships that I would want to establish in my particular field. I want to have some bankers. You know, I want to have some bankers that I can work with that understand what I'm up to, and I can understand what they're working to. Now, we talked about it a little about it earlier, but we talked about that whole conversation of value added. Value added means what? Value added means that they can bring some business to me as well as I can bring some business to them. Now, does that make sense? Well, it does if you're looking at the opportunity and possibility of having them provide you business or do business referrals. So, now we've talked about several things now. The main thing that we've talked about is we talked about establishing the same business partnerships that we're talking about in selling the veto. Kind of interesting, right? Again, if anyone has any questions, please press 1, and you can bring you on the air, and we can talk about what the topic of discussion is today. So one of the things is the ability to formally and informally be able to establish these business partnerships. Now, the important thing about the business partnerships, again, as I said, is a way of leveraging the relationship that you have with that person's network. So it's very, very important to be able to deliver that and to leverage that, because the circles of influence tend to change and to be different, and you want to be able to extend that in a way that's going to bring you additional business. So that's the thing that you definitely want to be able to do, is to bring business your way, and with you doing maybe not as much work, but the work that you're doing is with that business partner or that through that business relationship. And it's through that business relationship that that you bring business to them and they bring business to you. Now, the other piece that's very important is that that you have the ability to do this formally or informally. So one of the things that one of the ways that some people do this is by becoming part of a business network. One of the most formal business networks is called BNI. And BNI is a way of establishing your networking on a formal basis because they meet every week. So by meeting every week and having an established group of people who you're in relationship with, you have the opportunity to network with them and to have referrals and to have essentially a sales team that is bigger than yourself. Now, the BNI networks, and BNI is, you know, not exclusive, but BNI is a formalized and structured way of establishing a networking group. BNI has, they meet in an hour and a half, and within that hour and a half time frame, they have some specific scenarios that they're looking to do and generate and create, and in terms of a flow of the meeting. But the bottom line is that it's business referrals that they're meeting for. So if you're looking to get into a formalized networking group, you want to make sure that you're looking to that it's not a social group. You want to make sure that it's a business group. And if it's a business group, then they need to be generating information, referrals, and power groups or power teams within that business networking organization to work on things. Because there's certain individuals that create synergy. Like I know a PNC, which is a property and casualty insurance person, is very important to a financial advisor because they work hand in hand. Because the financial advisor does the investment, and the person is looking over their what they need, and they always need some kind of insurance that's not necessarily geared towards investment, car, house, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to look for the relationships that make sense for you as a business. So your business is geared toward a specific relationship, and you're able to you're wanting to leverage those relationships based on you working together and what the two of you can bring to the party. So that's certainly something that you'd want to be able to do with a business, a professional business network, structured. Now, you may have golf outings, or you may have certain people that you're in relationship or maybe you grew up with that are in fields that can support you, and that's great as well. So you want to be able to cultivate those relationships. But you also want to be able to cultivate relationships that are outside of that window. And sometimes to do that, you want to do professional networks. Now, the other thing that I found that's been very useful is to be able to branch into new arenas, a new area that maybe, let's say, for example, I'm operating in the New York area, and I want to now establish myself in Maryland or D.C. So establishing counterparts in that area that can help you grow your business. with the internet capabilities that people have, it's very important to be able to think and look at the national opportunities that are available. So you don't have to be limited to your locale, because you've now got Twitter, we had Shirley Duncan on last show, and was able to talk about Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook as a way of leveraging and being able to expand your business. So again, you know, why power networking? Well, you want to be able to provide a service and grow your business in a way that expands the capabilities that you have as an individual and as a business. So those are some of the things that you want to be able to do. So that's so again, those are one of the aspects of power networking that make a difference. All right, so we talked a little bit about strategy. We talked about who you might want to be able to look at. So in a moment, we're actually going to go into, well, how do you do it? What do you do it? What do you do it with? But before we go there, just want to remind you, this is the International Black Summit Talk Network. The show is Wealth Club. We are part of a talk network for the International Black Summit. What we do at the International Black Summit is deliver transformation. Life transformation for people to empower themselves and to empower their community and effect change. And our conversation on the Wealth Club is specifically around financial empowerment. So we're looking for ways and opportunities to empower ourselves financially and to impact our community. My name is Glenn Greenwich, and we're having a conversation about networking, power networking. Again, if you are, if you'd like to have a conversation on the air, or you have a question, please raise your, press 1, and I'll see your raised hand, and we can get you on the switchboard, and we can talk about, you can have your concerns or questions answered. So feel free to do that, and we'll be looking to do that from time to time. So we've been talking about strategy, so let's talk a little bit about, spend the last 15 minutes of this segment talking about, well, what do you do with it? Well, one of the things and one of the tools that's available is certainly to capture the cards. So everybody gives out business cards, and that's the whole thing. You go and you give out a business card. Well, what do you do with those business cards? Are you doing anything with those business cards? Are those business cards collecting dust? If they're collecting dust, they're not doing a thing for you. So the opportunity is really to now get something, and there's plenty of different tools on the market, but you want to capture those and create a database for yourself. And why is the database important? Well, a database is important because you're now going to be utilizing those group of people, individuals, to contact. So that's going to be your contact point. So that's what you're looking to do, is to create a contact around those individuals. So you go out and you meet people, and you want to be able to leverage those people that you meet. You go out to a networking event, and let's say it's a, you know, it's a business meeting, or it's a round table, or it's a, so what are you doing? So you're going out, you're looking to meet people, you're looking to establish and extend your relationship with the people that you meet, and you're looking for business partners. And why are you doing that? You're looking for business partners because you want those business partners, again, to extend your network. Excuse me. So, what you're going to do is you want to be able to either email or send a phone call to find out from the folks. Let them know that you're interested in establishing that kind of relationship or the business partner or such. So that this, so there's specific things that you're looking to really establish with them. And those are, you know, those, so there, so I precluded to this, and I, let me get back to it. So there are tools that you can do that. There are business card scanners. There are lots of different readers that can capture the information and can actually utilize that information and create a database for yourself, such that you can now have a mailing list, a contact list. You might want to be putting on a business event yourself, which, oh, by the way, is very, very important in terms of promoting and establishing your marketing strategy and skills for your business. So those are all powerful things that you would want to be able to do using networking as a tool to kind of drive that out. Now, let's talk a little bit about contacting folks and persistence, because one of the things that you'll find is that people get busy. They may not remember you, so you want to be able to have something to jog their memory, to kind of tweak them about what it is that you're up to, or to remind them as a gentle reminder where they met you, so they're not, who's Glenn who? Who, I don't know who you are. What, do I know you from somewhere? So there's all kinds of possibilities of ways of making notes to yourself. Some people do an Excel spreadsheet. I saw a product the other day that actually was very good for it. It was a little pricey, but send a card. Excellent database. You can capture the information. You can set up a card, send them out a card. You can actually send them out a card from the event. You know, maybe even pictures of somebody took pictures of the event. Maybe you even took a picture with them and send them that, a card saying it was nice meeting you, so on and so forth, and give them some information about your business. Or suggest you meet them at some point in time in the future. So all of these things are part of that whole, what I would say, that power networking and the new way of marketing your business and really looking to establish and create the relationship that you want. Because truly, business is all about relationship. And keeping the relationship open is sometimes just communication. And sometimes maybe it's not a call. Maybe it's just an email. Thought you were might be interested in this. Or there's a networking event that's coming up that sounds like it would be a fit for you. So those are some of the things that are available that people can now utilize using this power networking. So there are lots of opportunities. There's lots of ways of saying hello, staying in touch, being a business partner, being able to establish some strategies around working together. You know, maybe you look at putting together a seminar, you know, putting together a networking group There's a lot of information on meetup.com, and it's a vehicle for establishing networking groups. And there are meetup groups on artists, there are meetup groups on real estate, there are meetup groups on just black singles, you know, professionals. There are all kinds of things. So the thing is that you want to now look at how you can begin to use the power networking tools that are available to grow your business, to get contacts, to maybe meet your clients, to meet business partners that can bring you clients. So, you know, in this day and age, it's really about leveraging and extending the kinds of capabilities that you've got going. We've got a couple more minutes on this before we open up to the open forum that's coming up at 7:30. If you've got any questions or any comments or anything you want to add, just press 1, and I'll see your hand go up and bring you on air. Okay. So let's see. So power networking. So we've covered quite a few things. We've covered the strategies. We've covered the tools, a couple of the tools that are available, and you can actually certainly invent your own tools to do that with all of the Microsoft Office products that are available. You certainly can create and look for opportunities for direct selling, direct contact, putting yourself and your business in front of people on a regular basis. You know, newsletters, mailings are not as effective as they used to be, but again, as we had Gold Place, Shirley Duncan talk about on last show, we talked about the capabilities of being able to deliver yourself electronically. If you've got a website, to be able to point people to that website and generate traffic. Again, networking is a way to do that, especially if you're going to be sponsoring or holding a networking event. That's a way of doing that as well. Okay, I see a hand that went up. Let's see. That is 347-251. Go ahead, you're on. Hold on. Let's take a little delay here. Let's try that again. Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Glenn. It's Franny, Fran McGee in New York. How are you?
Hey. How you doing, Franny?
Great. It's so great to be back on the air. It's exciting, isn't it? Thank you so much for picking
You're welcome.
My phone. And thank you for having me on last time. And it's very exciting. I love your show. I have a little snippet to add for people if they want to. I am one of the founding members of Humanity Unites Brilliance, and besides giving tremendous help to people all over the planet who need help, it also gives us an opportunity to blast out a press release or start a blog that is blasted out to or broadcast basically out to 73 partner websites, it's 200 partner websites that reaches potentially 73 million unique monthly visitors, which is pretty amazing to me. It's mind-blowing, the power of the Internet, what we do. But like when I came on your show the other time, a woman called who was doing an event. Remember, she called in. She's doing an event in London.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, this is what's available out there, you know, just, and it was live, too. You know, your show was live at the time like this, and then, of course, people then access it later on the blog talk, on the, you know, like that. So this is, you can then direct them back to this show on that blog and on that press release, and you can do both at the same. You know, I mean, it's very exciting, the cross reference.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. So the press release. The press release goes to a prescribed amount of people that's already part of that network. Is that how it works?
Yes. Now, you get to choose. You can actually post it on all of them if you want. In terms of the subject matter that the different groups may have, so it might be health or it might be education. So who you want, the kind of, you can target that and put keywords, you know, and optimize the keywords even as you're blasting that out. And you only have to post it once. That way, you know, you don't have to, like, go on all those sites, the different ones, as PR and that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
So your example in this case is, let's say I had a health, I wanted to target myself against health. So I would put in a particular keyword for health organizations. Maybe I was targeting, men over 45 or women under 35 or whoever that talked. Could I get that specific in the targeting? How specific could I get with the keywords?
That's an interesting question. The last time I actually utilized it, I should be utilizing it all the time, of course. But the last time I was utilizing it specifically and regularly, we had a TV show that we had put on, me and Marilyn, called the Simmer Down Healing Love TV show. And so we were dealing with basically people who are interested in healing, interested in family relationships, in love relationships, and not being predatorized, which is kind of like, you know, you're trying to put the positive spin on that. Anyway, so what I did, I put it on I put it towards education, I put it toward health, I put it toward family, and I specifically put those keywords in there. You know, you can choose 5 keywords out of your, and it doesn't even have to be keywords that are in the press release. You know what I'm saying? Because people are going to search on those keywords, but you're just slotting them in. You could say technically, you know, but I mean, when you're using keywords, it's usually people who are, they're not necessarily searching based on who they are.
Right.
Demographic, they're more searching on what they want, let's say travel or health, you know what I mean? Or, you know, the keywords are for search engines.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But I'm not sure the answer to that. But I can, tonight there's a call and we can ask one of the people who's going to be presenting the vision of Hub and, you know, Humanity Unites Fluence. And we can ask, it's a great question, actually. I'd like to.
Why don't you give the listeners the number of that call tonight?
Oh, good idea. I have it on my cell phone here, and can I access it? Let's see here, through while we're doing this. Let's see, it's a 201 number. Hopefully it'll still work when if they're listening. It's 201-793-9022, and then they punch in the code 575-7766. And the pound sign. That's for this evening, and it'll be 9:15 p.m. on New York time, and in Hawaii that would be 4:15 p.m., et cetera. You know, it's kind of 1 hour in between Hawaii and New York, depending on your time zone. So, but it's soon. It'll be in, depending on when people are listening. I mean, who knows when, what time people are listening to this. Anyway, they can also go to, I have a website there, so it's easy to find out information there, and you can, and it has my email on there. I'm Fran McGee. So they can go to http /Fran. That's very simple. Fran, F-R-A-N, .hubhub.org, H-U-B, .org. So it's a wonderful website, and it's actually, you know, helping people to actually bring them food, water, and micro loans and education, and helping to people bring their own prosperity for
now,
their own
life. Yeah, but let's get back a little bit to this. So you're able to send out this information to a mass
uh-huh.
market, and these mm-hmm. are websites that you're sending this press release to, correct?
Yeah, it can be a press release, a blog, or let's see, there's several other forms of I'm not sure if they've updated it so that you can actually send out videos. But as they've talked about that, it's getting more and more technically, you know, fancy.
They're constantly
upgrading it. So I was a press release, because that was the most straightforward, you know.
Right.
But then that comes out, and then you can blog that. You can add a blog right to that press release. You see what I'm saying? So you know, people being able to add to it, and you can add to it yourself. You can go back in every day.
So basically, it's a vehicle that creates a press release, sends it out, and then you now have and you've also started a blog that you can now continuously update and carry the conversations ongoing.
Yes, and you can keep going back on there. You can even go back there every hour and keep reposting, and you know, with the capture now things, that's what I want to get that going. I don't have enough capture going, so that I need a Weber site. I'm learning about that, right? The Aweber.
You need a website to be able to keep generating it going out. Is that how it works?
Well, in other words, whatever when you put your press release, you're going to want to put some contact information in that.
Right.
All right. So with that contact information, I think the best way to optimize that for yourself, for your own goals with putting that press release in there, is to get, like, and I haven't done this yet. That's one of the reasons I haven't been using it, because even now I gave the telephone number. Now, if a lot of people go on that, they may not, it might not actually come back, you know, quote, to me, you know, to Fran McGee and, you know, to my side and all that stuff. In other words, I gave out the telephone number. And you know what? It's like, let's be generous here. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what I've always done. I've just freely given, and I've always freely received, because that's really what it's about in life, you
sure.
know. You can't
Absolutely.
Graspy about things, but technically, you've heard of Aweber, I think it's called. They have a way of any time that you send it out, you start an Aweber account, and that captures the people's email address anytime they click on that link. I think that's
okay.
how it works.
Okay.
So I need to set up one of those accounts. So that any time I put, I think that's how it works, that every time you put it on, but, like, I'm talking from theoretical now, because I'm still, like, one of these people who is still joining the information age. You know, I wasn't born with, an internet in my, you know, like on some of the millennials. So I still need to learn this. I need to have a PayPal on my website for Healing Love Foundation, our nonprofit.
Sure.
That can actually donate, you know, healinglovefoundation.org, because it says, you know, they can mail it to Preston the old way, the snail mail, to Preston King, who's our wonderful chairman of the board. And
absolutely.
Which he's been a guest on your show.
Yes.
So it's all connected. I mean, we're all connected. Everybody's helping each other. This is the time. Thank goodness we have wonderful leadership in the White House. Thank you, world. You know, it's we're all learning how to work together. It's not, you know, everybody hoarding their stuff. Like it's an expansive sharing world. I'm so grateful for that. It's just
yes.
such a
yes.
relief. It's like this is relief of like, yes, I can give out this. Yes, I can share it. Yes, because you know what? We're all helping each other now. It's not like this hoarding thing. And I'm so grateful. I'm releasing it all, just releasing it out into the universe. I don't know if I
well,
answered your question.
That it does. It does. Let me just take a little break here. This is the Glenn Greenidge. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club coming to you live. This is the open segment. We've got Miss Franny McGee, and we're talking a little bit about Hub is one of the organizations that she is part of that is also ties into our power networking conversation in terms of being able to send out information and blast information using a press release as a vehicle to send it to websites and other blogs, and also in addition is able to generate a blog through that press release. So we're talking a little bit about that for the open segment, and I just want to let you know that, again, this is an International Black Summit. We've got four shows on Sunday. Each Sunday we have a different venue. On the first Sunday we've got On Track with Henrietta Byrd out of Chicago, Illinois, and she is, as the show says, keeping us on track, talking about things that get in the way of our progress and how do we keep focus on that. The second Sunday of the month, we have Jakesha Showers out of Compton, L.A., Compton, Los Angeles. However, she's actually traveling. She's been in Belize for the last 3 months and is currently in New Orleans, well, she's actually in Cherry Hill for the next couple of days, but she'll be traveling back to New Orleans. And her show is Let's Celebrate, and her focus is really to let's celebrate the things that we're up to. And she features different aspects and different people from the community, young people who are up to things, and so forth. And then on the third week, we have Vision Works with Clara Lines Devon, and she's out of Cherry Hill, and she's focuses on, you know, people's vision. You know, what are people generating and creating? And so, of course, Vision Works is about that. It's about focusing on the people and what they're up to. On the fourth Sunday, we have Man of the Month. I'm the host of that show, and what we look at is or focus on are men who are impacting the community economically, financially, intuitively, and we talk about, the kinds of things that they're up to and the empowerment. The intention of the International Black Summit is to be able to provide personal growth and empowerment for the communities that we serve, that we live in, through personal development. We have a couple of events. We've got the annual event. That's the first weekend in August. We also have a prerequisite which precedes that event in August, but we also have standalone prerequisites that are available throughout the year and through a request. We also have community events geared for the community that could be multiple days. And then we also have special programs that we've got geared for young people and or, you know, different venues. So we've got a slew of programs that we've got available, and we are here to serve and take care of you. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. We invite you to go to our website, take a look at some of the things that we're up to. Certainly can get the information for London, England, which is going to be our event, our annual event this year, as well as next year we'll be going to Baltimore, Maryland. So those are some of the things that we're up to. We're going to take you back to Open Forum with Franny McGee is on. We've got one of our hosts out there in Chicago, I see, is also listening in. So, Franny.
Yes, dear.
What are some of the other things? Because you're up to a lot of you're up to a lot of things, my dear. And I wanted to we've got about 14 minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things that you're up to, because you're, of course, you're on last show for Safe Day, and
yeah.
Again, this is the open forum, and we talked about the Hub Project.
Mm-hmm.
You're also, so give us an idea of some of the other things that you're of course, you're involved with
okay.
Preston. On
New York City Works.
Your City Works?
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the founding members of New York City Works since 1980. And, of course, if you know about City Works, we have our networking group once a month on the first Tuesday of the month down at Lafayette Bar and Grill on 54 Franklin Street in New York City. And so everyone is welcome, especially if they have a dream or a vision, someone, a community that they would like to help serve. And they can become a, we will extend our 501c3 to help them with their goals, to help them start their own 501c3 nonprofit organization. Of which a Healing Love Foundation, which is one of my recent nonprofit organizations, helping people with cancer and disabilities to get well. And so that's healinglovefoundation.org. We need a web person to help us put a button on there for donation so we can help us do that. I appreciate any help, because I'm not good enough with that yet. Personally, and then, of course, in Hawaii, we just expanded to safedayevents.com, S-A-F-E-D-A-Y, events, E-V-E-N-T-S.com, which we were on an earlier show, helping people who, to save them really from any kind of predatorization like drug rape and robbery with a flagship product called the Drink Detective, and I have one of them with me now, and it's a very cute little product, very small, the size of a credit card, like, and people can actually test a drink, even if it's lemonade, but if you're at a, you know, somewhere and you're just concerned, you can just test your drink and see if there's any drugs in it. You never know. Marilyn, who founded the organization, was a drink spiked and had very, she lost a child. And he was 25 years old. By the, you know, she had to try to take care of him all those years. And then he did die, and I'm so sad about it. But, you know, it gave her, a mission to continue on, to help others, you know, and she's so positive. She's such a dear. She's such a wonderful dear. And I just love her with all my heart, and, I'm completely involved with helping her in what her mission is. And that's what we do. I've just been given this as my life's work. Besides, I do acting, which is my love, which is my ability. And we're actually, I'm in some movies you've seen, which two of them have Oscars. I'm so grateful for that. Goodfellas and Home Alone 2. Oh, no, that doesn't have an Oscar. It's just a blockbuster. And Bullets Over Broadway, which is Woody Allen. And this, I was invited to do my first Shakespeare in the Park on this Saturday, the 13th, in Tompkins Square Park in my beloved East Village where I live, and so we're going to do that at, you know, sometime between 2 and 6 p.m. in Tompkins Square Park. Yeah, oh my God, I'm trying to learn this new Shakespeare piece that I've never done, by then. I have to learn something from Midsummer Night's Dream. I already know some. I'm going to do some snippets from Richard III and as a vampire. It's wacky, and we're going to just do it real quick, and it'll be like a half an hour show in between two bands on a stage. You know, it's the East Village, anything goes, so
Yeah, you're still there. You're still on.
Oh, it said you're now off the host queue. No, I mean, I'm just talking away here because there's so much I'm into. I can't even keep up with myself. I'm just so happy.
Well, you know the thing that you're actually tying in, which is really was the second segment, which was the power networking. So you are clearly someone who has been utilizing and networking powerfully with other folks to get your things out there. You know, City
yeah.
Works is certainly one of them. Safe Day is another one. And you're actually a demonstration of what we were talking about in the second segment, and actually the first segment as well, because the first segment was talking about selling the veto, which is about establishing a business partnership with top officers of companies. So again, that's all of it is about relationship and about building relationships and being able to leverage those relationships as we network and build up our business and look to make things happen. So thank you for certainly being a demonstration of those things as well. Is there anything else that you we've still got a couple minutes. Anything else that you would like to share or let people know that you're up to?
Well, my new roommate from Kansas just joined me in the room, and it's so exciting because, you know, he's seeing New York from a whole new perspective. He's been here, like, what, today, 1 week, right? And I invite you quickly to introduce yourself on the air, and then you can put it on your Facebook.
Hi, this is Jason from Kansas.
Hi, Jason.
Brand new to New York City.
Well, welcome. And what do you do, Jason?
This
is an open forum, so we allow you to just say and advertise anything about yourself, your business, or your interests. So go ahead.
Well, I just finished up school, most of it. I just came out in New York to try some new things, new experiences in life, pretty much.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
Maybe invite them to your Facebook or something.
Yeah.
You want to say your name?
Jason Lasseter on Facebook. Check me out. New York City Network. And,
yeah.
Well, everyone have a good day.
All right, great. Okay, Jason. Thanks.
I love Jason. He didn't even know he was going to be on the radio. He came into my room, and I was like, here, I'm on the radio. I hand him the phone. He's just very natural. He's a very natural, loving, adorable person. And that's what we attract in our life. You know, see, that's the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Right? We're just keeping that going, right? Like you said, the powerful networking of saying who you are and what you really want, it really does work, you know, being who you are, true to yourself, right? Right, Glenn?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? Just put it out there. Let the chips fall where they may. And you know, it takes a little bit of courage and just like to actually take a stand for who you really are and attracting that to your own life as being yourself. I mean, like Jason said, it depends on how comfortable you are with yourself. And, you know, he teaches me things. He's like a 20-something. And, you know, it's beautiful, you know. It's just like, you know, to be 20-something and be comfortable with yourself is like, wow, if I had only been comfortable with myself when I was 20-something, you know, I might not have had to, like, drink for 40 years or something or whatever it was, but I'm sober 10 years now, so it's okay. I'm comfortable with that, you know. Like, we just learn to be ourselves and be happy with who we are as we are, right? It's a beautiful thing, right? Isn't it, Glenn? We can just be ourselves right here. And it's on the radio. Oh, my God.
One of the things I want to add, because we have one of our hosts, I mentioned Shakesha, was actually in the hospital for a couple of days the previous weekend. And one of the things I want to say about that is that one of the things that we all have to do is to be conscious and to be aware of how to take care of ourselves, and part of taking care of ourselves is to be able to make the request and to announce ourselves and to let people know who we are and what we're up to and not suppress that. So it's about being expressive, fully expressive, and doing the things to take care of yourself that are positive, that are empowering, that are supportive of the things that you're up to in life. So,
That's true. Well, I have cancer, so I might as well say that, admitting, you know, that I have it, it's there, and I do juicing and a whole detoxification program, the Gerson therapy, and that I can offer to people, I can teach them over the phone. I don't like doing that much over the internet because I have to do too much typing, and I'm usually juicing with my free hands, you know. you know, it's just like, but I mean, if people can come over here in New York and help me juice, then we'll do more to help more people. I mean, I just put it out there, you know, I'm learning, we're all learning, and it helps you lose weight. I have a little developed figure here. I'm not bragging. I'm actually grateful, you know, because, I mean, people sometimes think I'm young, and I am young, because youth is actually an acquired ability to look forward to a brilliant, huge future. You know, I'm younger than I ever was when I was 20-something. That I know for sure, because I was like, it was like throwing in the towel then. You know, it was like let's just escape, you know. let's just escape into some other universe, because I didn't like the universe I was in. And guess what? I love the universe I'm in. It just gets more and more exciting. I mean, I just bought some fishnets. Ah! Some flesh-colored fishnets.
Watch
to wear
out.
On my performance.
I hear you.
I got my little leggies going here. They look good. I mean, come on, Jason, you don't have to lie. How do those leggies look?
They look good,
sir. Oh, don't tell them, but yeah. I hope they didn't hear them say him say my little, like, chronological age. He's talking about my chronological. All right, don't put the chronological. Just say what you think.
They look pretty good for someone of her stature.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, we've got 2 minutes left. I've got a listener, area code 312-593. I think I know who that is. Go ahead. You're on the air, please.
Hi. Can you hear me, Glenn?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Hello, everyone up there in New York. This is Henrietta. I wanted to ask the guest, and I didn't get her name, if she would email me. Glenn, if you would share my email address with her, because I do a workshop that I think you would enjoy, and I think we can do it via email.
Her name is Franny McGee.
Yeah, am I there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, awesome. What is your name?
My name is Henrietta Byrd, B-Y-R-D.
Henrietta Byrd. Oh, and you have a show then.
I'm the on-track person. The first week, first Sunday of every month.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Wow, we're hooking into all the radio show hosts here. This is so much fun. Oh, my God. And what
right.
is your show? What are you inviting me to? This sounds wonderful.
Well, I work with people who have what they call diseases, and to help them disappear.
Oh, my goodness.
To assist them in allowing the diseases to disappear. And cancer, people with cancer are some of the people that I work with. So when I heard you say that, that's what made me say, well, maybe you might want to join in, you know, with one of the workshops.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, yeah, I have a couple of diseases. And, you know, I work on them or with them, et cetera, and I help others who are, you know, it's a we program, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. So he, Glenn can share my email address with you.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll send each other your email tonight when we get off air, and you guys can then get together. We've got about 50 seconds left. This is the Wealth Club, June 9th, 2009. This is Glenn Greenidge. I want to thank my call-in guests here, as well as enjoy the show Selling to Vito, the book review, and Power Networking. Thank you so much.
Thank
love
you.
You all, and good night.
Love you too.
Okay.
Hugs across the universe.
All right. Cool. Ciao.
Ciao. Wow. I'm not sure, but we're going to find out. I mean, we're going to get emails and stuff from people, right? I mean, we can put it on, like, our...